No matter how old you are, if you have a sibling, you know what this is like. Your brother or sister yells out, "Come here!" And you say, "Why?" And then they say, without fail, "I want to show you something." And you know something bad is about to happen to you, but you still have to go to see what it is they want to show you. It's Hannah and Raven.
Is it different if you're, I mean, I guess if you're the younger sibling, it's going to be that way every single time.
Oh,
right?
In my house, it was for all of us.
Yeah, see, I was the oldest, and, you know, there was a good amount of age difference between us. So
yeah.
I was taller than them. I was always taller than them.
So that made you bigger.
I was
better.
A little bit tougher than them at all times.
It's so funny. It doesn't even matter the age difference because my daughter Hayden is going to be 12, and my little one is 2. There's 10 years between the two of them.
Sure.
And still, I'll hear Hayden, the big one, yell out, "Dakota!
Yeah.
Dakota, come here!" And then I hear, like, she doesn't say anything because she's so excited that her big sister has any interest in her.
Right.
And then you hear the scamper of her little feet. And then I hear, "No! No, sissy!"
Well, that's part of being sisters.
Right, exactly. And I'm like, and then you got to be the mom and yell, "What are you doing?
Right.
Stop!"
Right.
But that's like part of having siblings and brothers and sisters is that they're always torturing each other.
Sure, that's true. Yeah.
Which way did you torture your siblings or did they torture you? Actually, if you're the oldest, you were probably the one that did all the torturing.
Well, I used to cut the hair and the hands off of my sister's Barbies.
Oh.
No real explanation. One day I took a snip to one of their hair and I was like, oh my gosh, this is so much fun. And I cut all their hair off. She's tortured me back though by watching The Sound of Music or Disney films over and over and over again. All day long. All day long. Singing and dancing in the living room all day long. The Sound of Music, I could still do every single song from that movie.
Yeah.
And then my brother, when he would go to climb on me, I would just let my upper body go limp and he would fall on the floor. That was the two most memorable ways that I would torture my siblings.
See, my brother and I are only 3 years apart. I'm the oldest, but my little sister, she is 9 years younger than me.
Sure.
So she, for some reason, and even though she's like the sweetest, kindest, like little sister, she would always get the brunt of everything.
Wow.
Yeah. And we would do like messed
Surprising.
Up things to her. Like when we would have to watch her, we would tell her there was wild animals loose outside.
Nice.
And then if she tried to go outside, that the lion would kill her.
Good.
And she would just sit at the window. I remember where her little head peeking out and she would just be so scared sitting there.
Terrible
but,
people.
I mean, terrible.
You and your brother.
You think back on it. But my favorite was that we would go on this road trip every single year to like our favorite vacation spot and we would always pass these cornfields. And we, one day, I remember when she was really little, I said to her, "You were born in the corn." And she was like,
"Come on."
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'd be like, "You're a corn girl. You're a queen of the crops. You were born in the corn."
What?
And we'd tell her that she wasn't from mommy and daddy. That
oh,
she
my
was
gosh.
Born from the corn.
You're terrible.
And then we made up a song. "Queen of the crops, you rise to the top.
What?
Corn girl." And it sounds so ridiculous now, but she would cry. She would cry.
Did she tell your parents about this terrible thing you were doing to her?
Oh, I mean, they were sitting in the front seat driving. They could hear.
Wrong with your family?
I mean, I think you just block it out,
Whatever it takes to get to where you're going.
Yeah, exactly.
We're headed to Jersey. It's going to take hours.
Corn girl! 1-800-330-9999. What was the way that you tortured your siblings? You can call or text. It's coming up next with Anna and Raven. It's the phrase that you know something bad is about to happen. It's Anna and Raven. When your sibling would yell out to you, "Come here!" And you would say, "Why?" And then they would say, "I got to show you something." You knew that something bad was about to go down, but you still had no choice. You had to go see what it was.
Could be your arm twisted behind your back. Could be when they twist your skin or pull on your ear.
Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. How did your sibling torture you when you were little? Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
Well, my little sister used to have this little cat called Simba, and I used to hate that little cat because it used to scratch us, and I'm the oldest. So I used to be like, "Hey, you want to go see Simba fly like Batman?" I used to throw him out the window. He used to fly out the window.
Oh, my God.
No, Mom. And then I used to always tell her that she was picked up in a dumpster.
The real cat. You're talking about a real cat.
The real cat. Yep.
Terrible.
She threw the cat out the window and said she was born in a dumpster.
That's terrible.
That's torturing your sibling.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. How did your sibling torture you or did you torture your sibling?
No, I wish. My older brother used to torture me. He would chase me around the house with dead lizards and dead cockroaches.
Oh.
That is gross.
Nasty.
Yeah,
not nice. Also, where did you live? because
I lived in Florida.
I mean, okay, because your house needs to be cleaned.
Prehistoric, man. It's prehistoric.
Oh my gosh, I think insane. I would take the abuse of my brother over being having a like a dead rat thrown at my body. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. How did you torture your sibling?
I have a brother, and whenever he'd be trying to watch his favorite TV show, I'd just go sit next to him and poke him on the shoulder and say, poke, 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 poke.
That's annoying.
And the goal of this is what? To immediately encourage violence and then call mom once it breaks off, or get him off the couch and get the remote? What was your end game with that?
Well, he'd try to ignore me, so I just doubled down and keep going until he couldn't handle it anymore. And then as soon as he would call my mom, I'd disappear.
Okay, so the motivation was just pure evil. I understand.
Oh, yeah. And then my mom would be like, stop complaining. Nothing's happening in here.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. How did you torture your sibling?
I would, like, come up with all of these different ways that I would make my younger sisters do my chores. It was kind of like a big operation. Like, I would, like, trick them into doing things, like tell them something happened and they had to like do it. It was like I had to come up with all these different things every week. Sometimes even like food that I didn't want to eat, I'd make them eat. It was,
wow.
I was a real terrorist to them. Yeah,
I was gonna say, I mean, you're kind of awful.
Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking is. But you really got to do is get like one piece of information over them and then hold it over them their entire lives.
Yeah,
well, that's not nice.
No, it's not nice. But it is effective.
Right. I'm going to tell mom.
I got the file.
I'll clean your room.
Right.
I used to do the thing where I actually do it with my kids now, too, to this day, where I would count. I'd be like, how long do you think it's going to take you to run to the basement to get whatever I needed? Get me a Diet Coke. And they'd be like, I'm not going to the basement. I'd go, you can't do it in 12 seconds. And they'd be like, yeah, I can.
You challenge
them. Ready?
Them.
One Mississippi, two Mississippi, and boom, I'll have that Diet Coke in like 12 seconds flat.
That's smart.
Works with your kids, too, I've learned. How did your sibling torture you? Head to our Facebook page. Search Anna and Raven. It's funny how some things never change. I heard my 12-year-old yell to my 2-year-old, Dakota, come here. I want to show you something. And I go, uh-oh.
It's a trap.
It's a trap.
Right.
It's Anna and Raven. I think every sibling knows that when you hear your brother or sister yell, I got to show you something, something is about to go down and it's not going to be good.
Certainly at a specific age, too,
yeah.
Right? When they're in those certain years, right? You know that.
And then I always hear the little one, Dakota, no! No, sissy! She's putting some hat on her. She wants to put makeup on her. She wants to dress her up somehow.
Yeah, my brother and sister were pretty tough. So it was only till they were about, 8 or 9 years old. And then they would fight back pretty hard. It wasn't worth the commotion.
Yeah, no, we gave my youngest sister, we're 9 years apart. She had like traumatic. We used to call her Queen Girls, Queen of the Crap. We used to tell her she was born in a cornfield.
Very sad.
Yeah, we would go on vacation every year past this cornfield. Every single time we would tell her, you were born in the cornfield. You weren't born for mommy and daddy like we were.
Yeah,
to this day, it still bothers her.
I mean, I understand that.
Corn
your
girl!
Siblings wanted you to feel bad about yourself and question your entire existence. Yeah, I get it.
How did you torture your sibling? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, Anna and Raven.
Good morning. This is kind of crazy because I'm thinking I'm a parent now and I'm looking back. They were probably so abusive. But I'm the youngest of 6. And around the time that The Exorcist came out, they would literally wait for me to go to sleep and they would be hiding under my bed and like rattle the bed and make these demonic sounds.
That's evil.
Oh, man.
That is evil.
Yeah, brothers and sisters, they held nothing back. They don't care.
Do you think that if they had cell phones or cameras back then, things would have been better or worse? Right? Because I feel like now it's
reported.
Like...
They would have been reported.
Okay, right. Because that's what I'm saying is, like, I feel like, on the one hand, it makes people be like, we are going to get this on film. It's going to be great. On the other hand, it's like somebody else views that and they're like, I'm calling somebody right now. Annie and Raven, did you torture your sibling or how did they torture you?
Oh, I think this story is going to beat all of them. I was about 17 and my sister was about 9 years younger. So whenever my friend Lorraine would come over, she would always bother us and just trying to get attention, banging on the door and running and all that. So what I did was I went into the kitchen and I got a little piece of lettuce and I rubbed it under my fingernail. So next time she banged on the door, we grabbed her and put her in a bear hug and act like I was picking my nose and then I showed it to her. And then my friend Lorraine had her in a bear hug, and I just, like, I rubbed it right between her two front teeth, so it was stuck in there.
Oh.
But it was the lettuce, but she thought it was a booger. She ran around the house throwing up for, like, an hour.
Oh.
It was the funniest. because, you know, I was perfect, and it was just perfect.
Yeah, but it's still just nasty lettuce from under your fingernails. It's not that much better.
Well, you know, it was just hilarious. Remember, you finally had to tell, it was just lettuce, because she couldn't even get it out, because, it, you know, it's just, you know, how are you going to get it out? She's touching it with a towel.
Oh, my God.
It was just hilarious.
That's nasty.
And Ann Raven, how did you torture your sibling, or how did they torture you?
Well, my sister didn't torture me, but I got to tell you, she asked me one time, are you hungry? Oh, yeah. I said, I'm hungry. 10-year-old boy growing up, I'm always hungry. So she takes me outside of the backyard, and she gives a big spoon. 42 years later, I could still remember that spoon, and she shoves it in my mouth. I'm in front of my grandmother's rose garden, and she's feeding me dirt. But the best part of it is, as soon as I eat it, she drops the spoon down, runs up the stairs, and calls my mother, Ma, Ben's eating dirt. And I got my butt kicked for it.
What? Oh, that's good.
That's wrong.
Yeah.
It is.